Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. And I can hear you. So, two essential prerequisites to doing a radio interview.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Yeah, you look good. You sound good from this end. So if you're all set, we can just get going. I'll get you out
sure.
of here on time. Okay. All right. Away we go. Often in history, we find that a crisis is the stimulus to create technology or to promote technology that from that point on becomes a part of our daily lives. This might be the moment for telemedicine. We've heard about it. We have seen its promise. But the arrival of the coronavirus may be what brings telemedicine into its own. On this segment, we're going to be talking to Dr. Jason Halleck. He is the Chief Medical Officer at, is it SOC Telemed or SOC Telemed?
SOC Telemedicine.
Okay, let me start over again.
Or Telemed.
All righty. Often in history, we have seen a crisis or a major event promote or accelerate the arrival of some technology that then becomes a fixture in our daily lives. And the coronavirus outbreak may be what brings telemedicine into its own. We have heard a lot about it. We have seen it used sparingly. But as the virus outbreak continues, it becomes more and more part of people's daily lives and sometimes even a necessity. Our guest is Dr. Jason Halleck. He's Chief Medical Officer for SOC Telemed. And, Doctor, first of all, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, I'm Chief Medical Officer at SOC Telemedicine, also a practicing ER physician. At SOC, we bring a unique perspective to telemedicine that you may not have heard as much about, and that's that we provide specialist doctors in many specialties, including critical care, neurology, and psychiatry, to hospitals nationwide. We've also developed a telemedicine platform that's used by over 550 hospitals across the nation, and our technology connects many other doctors and specialists with patients every day, including hospitalists, ER doctors, cardiologists, infectious disease specialists, and many others to the bedside. Coronavirus is novel and new, but telemedicine's actually been around for 20 to 30 years. It didn't really look like it does today, 30 years ago, but telemedicine today is helping us in the fight against infectious diseases like coronavirus by keeping both doctors and patients safe.
How often is telemedicine now being used during this current outbreak? I know the CDC has been encouraging its use. How often is it actually being
yes.
used?
Well, it's being used quite quite frequently. At SOC Telemedicine, we do over 800, sometimes 1,000 consultations by telemedicine each and every day. And it's also being used in patients' homes. Many primary care physicians are available by telemedicine today. You can check with your primary care physician. And local hospital primary care groups are able to care for patients in that manner also.
And the technology has come a long way in terms of its accessibility. You know, once upon a time, the idea of video conferencing from the home, from a patient's home, was kind of was a little bit tough. But now every smartphone, every tablet, every laptop has video capability, and broadband and Wi-Fi have made it even easier to get good quality connections. How has that helped advance the use of telemedicine?
Well, it really has, and it's all about the connection and the quality. Let me just tell you how it would look potentially at the hospital. You might arrive at the ER at your local hospital. You would register as normal, and trained staff would bring over a telemedicine cart or another web-enabled device, let's say maybe an iPad or tablet, and next your ER doctor or the specialist that you need would appear on screen and be able to see you, hear you, and work with the hospital staff that are standing next to you to provide the care that you need. Many times, that only takes minutes. Now, in the setting of a hospital telemedicine cart, that has sort of the highest technology with very fine pan-tilt-zoom cameras that really enhance the experience between the patient and their doctor. However, telemedicine can be provided in homes through laptops. Just about every laptop has a camera and every smartphone.
And that is the way the CDC is sort of encouraging folks to take advantage of that technology, right, so that they are not overloading hospital ERs and they are not overloading the doctor's offices with questions about mild symptoms. They can be assessed at home remotely, and that saves time and resources, right?
Absolutely. The biggest benefit for patients here is their time, whether that be in the hospital setting, getting them a specialist where and when they need them, or at home, you know, being able to see their physician for a scheduled visit or possibly even on demand. I think the important thing for patients is if they want to access their doctor and potentially by telemedicine, most all primary care groups have gotten up and running with some technology to be able to do that today, and thankfully the federal restrictions on some of the technologies was lessened to allow more people to access their doctor. So the first thing is to call your primary care physician.
Dr. Jason Halleck, Chief Medical Officer at SOC Telemed. First of all, you think telemed, or do you think that telemedicine is at a plateau now where it won't go back, that it's here to stay in this widely used capacity?
Absolutely. It's here to stay. The question really is what's going to be, as we come through COVID-19 in this crisis, what's going to be the appropriate balance afterwards? Certainly not all care will be provided by telemedicine or as much as we're doing during the crisis, but there'll be a new balance where you access your doctor more and more by telemedicine. We believe that the right balance may be 25% of in-hospital care might be provided by telemedicine in the future, and that's really getting specialists where and when they need to be there. Nationally, we're short 2,000 out of about 5,000 hospitals have low or no presence of critical care doctors. Telemedicine can bring them to places where patients just don't have the access today.
All right, Dr. Jason Halleck, where can we go to find out some more information about telemedicine?
Sure. Well, if you can visit our website at soctelemed.com, and we have a whole range of papers and info about what acute care telemedicine looks like in the hospital setting and other healthcare settings. And for information about staying healthy during this pandemic, I recommend people go to the CDC's website at cdc.gov.
All right, very good. Got to let you go. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right, thank you very much.